Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In now a sixth day of war between Israel and Iran, President Trump says he believes Iran was a few weeks away from a nuclear weapon, but he says he has not yet made up his mind on whether U.S. forces will join Israel's attacks on Iran.
Israel's done a very good job of that, but we'll see what happens. The bottom line is they can't have nuclear.
The U.S. has just begun evacuating non-essential diplomats and their families from the embassy in Israel. CBS's Olivia Gazis on the effort underway to get others out too.
A social media post from the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, announcing that the U.S. is going to be organizing evacuation flights and cruise ship departures for American citizens interested in leaving Israel.
CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland on what may happen next if the U.S. were to join Israel.
Iran could respond asymmetrically, and they have done that in past globally. You could see terrorist attacks originating either in the region, using some of the surrogates Iran has in the region, like the Shiite militia groups operating in Iraq that have attacked U.S. forces in past, oh, by the way, or somewhere else around the world.
In her retrial, Karen Reed is found not guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe.
Could not be standing here without these amazing supporters who have supported me and my team.
The jury did find her guilty of operating under the influence of alcohol. She received 1 year of probation. In a landmark decision, a divided Supreme Court has upheld a Tennessee law restricting some medical treatments for transgender minors. Legal correspondent Jen Crawford.
The court is saying that children who identify as transgender don't have a constitutional right to get puberty blockers or hormones to change their biological sex. And then it's saying that states have this interest in regulating medicine.
The Federal Reserve is holding its benchmark interest rate steady, marking a continuation of its wait-and-see approach for a fourth straight time. Chairman Jerome Powell.
We will continue to determine the appropriate stance of monetary policy based on the incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
CBS's Alexander Tin on a warning when it comes to overdose deaths.
New data from the CDC through January this year is now predicting a rise in the number of annual drug overdose deaths for the first time in months, following a steep decline off of a wave that peaked in 2023. Early data suggests some states like Arizona have actually been seeing drug overdose deaths for a few months now increase and are now near levels not seen since early last year.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Walgreens on Memorial Drive in Racine stayed open today, even after a car crashed through the front of the store early this morning. Initial reports say the car traveled all the way to the back of the building. Rescue crews got to the driver, who was conscious and breathing. Investigators say they're working to determine what caused the incident. Because of the weather, the Kenosha Brick Memorial dedication ceremony has been relocated. It'll now be held inside the Kenosha Public Museum starting at 6:30. A big Gould Street reconstruction project starts Monday with new pavement and sewer upgrades. The work will be split into two phases with on-street parking banned, but alternate side rules waived in the project area. There's an appropriate location for tonight's water meetings in Racine. Due to a broken elevator at Racine City Hall, most meetings have been at the library. However, tonight, the Wastewater and Waterworks Commission meeting will be at the Racine Water Utility. The well-thought-out move allows commissioners to view the utility operations up close. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
NFL, Jaire Alexander is now a Baltimore Raven. The former Packers defensive back released last
last week by Green Bay, signing a one-year deal worth $6 million. He was greeted at the door by quarterback Lamar Jackson. The two were teammates at Louisville. The Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic, but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low near 60. For tomorrow, early showers, then clearing skies and highs in the upper 70s. A few storms could kick around the area Friday, a high near 80 degrees. Currently, it's 66.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1970.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1970. The 60s finally packed up their lava lamps and moved out, and the 70s moved in wearing bell bottoms and probably still smelling like patchouli. The U.S. invaded Cambodia in 1970. Students at Kent State protested and tragically four lost their lives. The anti-war movement was loud, growing, and impossible to ignore. And on the radio in 1970, we were listening to Stephen Stills, Love the One You're With. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love,
love the one you win.
1970. It's Stephen Stills and Love the One You're With on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. Now, the song's title and initial idea are attributed to a comment made by musician Billy Preston at a party. Stills adapted the phrase into a song, which became a hit and a signature tune for him. And while it is strictly a Stephen Stills song, it also became part of the Crosby, Stills, and Nash repertoire. Well, in 1970, the U.S. involvement in Vietnam was raging, and people were getting a little tired of it. CBS News tried to personalize the war.
American soldiers hiking their way through the sweaty jungles of South Vietnam, searching for an elusive enemy. The temperature is almost 100 degrees, and the jungle stifles even the tiniest breeze. De Valle is the lone medic in the platoon. He's scared, scared from the moment he gets out of the chopper to the moment it picks him up, scared that someday he's going to get killed picking up a wounded buddy.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. She's crazy and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about a hand on the mind, it's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, hey, she's really got a magic spell, and it's working so well. Tell her that I love her endlessly. Because love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me.
It's Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. Now, that song has a rather fascinating history. It was written by Tony McCulley and Barry Mason. It was initially recorded by an artist by the name of Jeff Turton, but was not released at the time. It was then recorded by Tony Burrows with session musicians backing him up. And when it became a big hit, a group called Greenfield Hammer was quickly assembled and rebranded as Edison Lighthouse to perform the song live, notably on Top of the Pops. Well, 1970 marked the first Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970, to be exact.
This is a CBS News special, Earth Day, a question of survival. For 2 hours, fashionable Fifth Avenue was off limits to automobiles and became a crowded pedestrian mall. Autos were banned on busy 14th Street, too, and thousands of persons jammed into Union Square to attend an Earth Day rally. The square hadn't looked this clean in years, with volunteer help doing the sprucing up.
Our next artist is going to be performing at Summerfest this year, but in 1970, he performed Fire and Rain. It's James Taylor, and this is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you.
From 1970, it's James Taylor in Fire and Rain on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970. That's a very personal song that reflects on three significant periods in James Taylor's life. The loss of a friend, his heroin addiction, and his time in a mental hospital. The song's three verses each address a different difficult chapter in his journey. Well, 1970 featured the premiere of a new soap opera on TV. Some of you may recognize the theme song. My Children debuted in 1970, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another class reunion. Tomorrow we feature the class of 1973.
Today's big deal of the day. Dogs and Cream flips the script on hot dogs with flavors that are anything but ordinary. Backed by popular demand, the Wisco Dog, a juicy Frank smothered in beer cheese, grilled onions, and bacon bits, all on a soft pretzel bun. It's bold, it's savory, it's downright delicious. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you? Dream believer and a home.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. This does not surprise me at all. It says here, boys like unhealthy foods more than girls do. A survey has found that more boys than girls like unhealthy fatty and sugary foods, meat, processed meat, and eggs.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white. We'll be right back.
news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can check out the Don Rosen Morning Show, which is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite an early morning crash, the Walgreens on Memorial Drive in Racine was opened for business today. A vehicle smashed through the front of the store at just after 1 a.m., traveling all the way to the back of the building. Rescue crews got to the driver, the only person in the vehicle. They were conscious and breathing. Authorities are still working to determine the cause of the crash. We're working on learning more about the status of the driver. Because of the weather, the Kenosha Brick Memorial Dedication Ceremony has been relocated. It'll now be held inside the Kenosha Public Museum starting at 6:30. Mayor David Bogdala and the Mayor's Youth Commission will lead the ceremony to honor those with memorial bricks. A reminder that tomorrow is a holiday. Most communities have celebrations and closures for Juneteenth. Government offices and garbage pickup are impacted in most places. Republicans are rumored to be considering a huge cut to the UW system. That was first reported by Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. Funding the UW system was originally on the Joint Finance Committee's agenda yesterday, but it was removed shortly before the session began. Savannah told me Olson has more.
They're reportedly considering an $87 million cut to the system's budget when the Trump administration is also threatening UW's federal funding. Democratic Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire.
They are doing research into Lake Altoona in my district as to why there's so much sediment coming through and why there's so much runoff. There's not a university in Altoona, but Altoona gets the benefits of that because it is the Wisconsin idea. Our universities, our higher ed, goes everywhere and impacts everybody in the state.
As of the time of this recording, it's not clear yet when they'll put the UW system back on the agenda.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low near 60. For tomorrow, early showers, then clearing skies and highs in the upper 70s. A few storms could kick around the area Friday, a high near 80 degrees. Currently, it's 66.
Started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole. Started the whole world living.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Georgia Hall is here. Hey, Georgia.
Hi, good to be with you, Kurt, to talk about this week's Music & More concert at First Presbyterian Church.
Yeah, Music & More every Thursday this summer in downtown Racine, 7th and College, right?
Correct.
7th and College, Thursdays at noon. And tell us about this week's concert.
Well, the first act this week is going to be Spirit of Racine Music Makers. They're a local group of about 40 singers, and they perform both sacred and secular music.
Okay.
The second act is Jillian Bruss Ensemble. They're coming from Milwaukee. They have three vocalists and a piano accompanist. And then that's all we have for that, because usually we have three acts, but we gave them each a little more time because they were bringing different things. So I want to tell you the concerts are free, but we accept donations each week, and it's going to benefit Healthcare Network and Racine Literacy Council.
Every concert is free to get in, but there's a free will offering. And as you said, these are going toward worthy causes, and everybody gets a check at the end of the year, so that's kind of nice.
Well, the two agencies get checks, right. The rest of us are all volunteers.
Music & More this Thursday at noon. It sounds like a terrific way to spend a lunch hour. Parking is, some of it's in the parking lot, some of it's on the street, but you'll find a spot and just get there a few minutes early.
I always say come early for best parking, and we always have a drawing every week for audience gift certificates, so put your name in the basket for that.
All right, Music & More this Thursday at First Presbyterian Church, Thursday at noon. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
Mr. Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Racine Raiders back in action this Saturday night. They had a tough one-point loss this past Saturday night. And I tell you what, those are hard to swallow for the Raiders. I the Raiders have such a winning tradition that when you lose and lose by 1 point, you're going to come out on fire the next week. So you're going to want to check out the Racine Raiders this Saturday night as they take on the River City Rough Riders at Horlick Field. Pre-game's at 6:45. 7 o'clock's the kickoff here on WRJN. Don Wadowitz will have the call of the game. All the Raiders games this year on the air and brought to you by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, by Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Check out the Raiders this week and all season long on WRJN.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Master Vapist Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Clear your day on June 28th and head to the Brewers game for a Pat Murphy bobblehead giveaway, courtesy of Toyota. Get there early as the first 25,000 fans will take home the Manager of the Year bobble. Grab your seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
WRJN. There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. I told her all the things I've been dreaming of.
nearly every single day singing. Single day singing.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Then, at 6:30, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball as the Brewers try to even up the series against the Cubs. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. You have yourself a great night. Go Brewers!
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump says he's still undecided over whether to join Israel's strikes on Iran.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change.
The president claims Iran has requested talks, but it may be too late. He's held his second Situation Room meeting in 2 days with his national security team. Iran, meanwhile, has readied missiles and equipment.